Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw. I am so glad you are here. It's Pipeline Power Week. We have been all about making sure that your pipeline is full of leads as we are in the fourth quarter and then getting ready for Q1. It's just, I want to make sure you're winning and succeeding and hitting your goals. And so that's what we've been talking about. Now, Monday, we looked at figuring out what strategies have been working for you and then making sure that you double down on the ones that work and that you like so that you get the best results that you possibly can. On Tuesday, it was all about your raving fans, your sphere of influence, those key referral sources, and how to make sure you better connect with them. Wednesday, yesterday, was about social media. Is what we're doing on social media bringing more leads to us or not? And we talked about strategies around that. Well, today I'm excited to welcome Kristen Jungles. She's going to co-host today and lead you through a conversation around lead gen and accountability and just being in the right space when it comes to it. So, Kristen, take it away.
Good morning. I'm Kristen Jungles in Naperville, Illinois. I hope you're having an amazing start to your day. How could you not after we're dancing around like that? So we are still in the Pivot Challenge week. So today is Thursday. When at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about lead generation strategies and lead generating in community. But right now during our pre-show, I want to like be able to mastermind about the things that we talked about yesterday. So as you remember, yesterday was on social media. So if you were in our Inspire Collective, Julia did a masterclass for us on social media content, and it was amazing talking about timing of posts, what's the length of your video content and messaging. But what I'd like to hear from everybody this morning when we get started is what are you doing regarding social media strategies? What did you hear yesterday that you're going to implement right away? Or if you heard something yesterday that you're already having success with, I would love for you guys to share your success that you're having around your social media posts. I will tell you, I have a social media content person. We only added Chris about a year ago. She is fantastic. She lives in Belize. So she is in the islands all the time. And she lives in Belize and helps us with, you know, three social media posts, some of our blog posts, and the cadence of it to make certain that we don't miss a week, right? That was the biggest challenge I was having when I hired her in was we're missing content. So we hired Chris and she's fantastic and a great addition to our team. So and Valerie, to answer your question on how I found her, Chris was a realtor in our local market center and her husband moved to Belize. And when they did, I let her get acclimated there. And we had a discussion on, you know, you look for gaps in your business, right? Like where are there gaps that you could fill? And one of our gaps was being consistent with social media content. And she has filled that gap for us because she knows the industry. So lots of hands up. So let's get started. Dean, is there ever a time that you don't have your hand up first? I don't know. I don't look all the time, but I do feel like you're always first. So we'll kick it off with you.
I'm glad to be here. And thank you so much for the opportunity, Kristen. And good to see a fellow Chicagoan up there. It's hosting again. Thanks for hosting again. Okay. So I told myself when social media became a thing several years ago, I'm not going to get entwined with the minutia of doing it every day. So I had hired a cyber backer who happened to be younger than me. Can you believe that? And she knew social media like the back of her hand. She actually has a business in the Philippines. She sells different kinds of perfumes and makeup and all that kind of thing and does pretty well at it. And she basically took the reins and set us up on social media. So we have a template. Hey, we have a template every single day. Week to week, we know what we're going to post, the general topic, and she fills in the blanks. I do a couple of them a week. She does pretty much everything else. Each of our team members do a post a week. Friday is Chicago trivia. We've been doing that for years, and that's one of the most popular. So people see that and say, I didn't know about that. But you got to post your content and make it hyper local. Do it every single day. Do it consistently. So what this hire gave me through Cyberbacker was the consistency every single day to post social media. Now, about a year and a half ago, I started with video, and I do videos every single day. And the format is pretty repetitive. If you ever see them on the site, it's basically an update, Chicago housing market update with a couple of stats, number of pendings and number of new listings every single day. I put what radio people would call a donut in the middle, and I put fresh copy from Mortgage News Daily and then close it out. So it's the same format every single day, a little bit boring, but what ends up happening is we have consistency and we have viewership. We get about 200.
Awesome, Dean. I'm going to cut you off because so many hands that are up right now, but
thank
I appreciate
so
that. The most important thing about that that I heard you say, I don't know who listens to the radio, but was that the fact that you got leverage, right? Like we learned that in the Inspire call, how important leverage is. We didn't miss a beat yesterday when Julia was able to take over. So leverage is incredibly important if you want to provide some consistency in your business. Good morning, Stephen Pump, Tenille.
Yes, I did my pump this morning and tennis is next on the agenda. But yesterday I had the privilege of being in the room with Jason Abrams. He came to Atlanta. And so I miss Julia. I'll have to watch the recording. But Jason gave us an amazing social media model that he learned from a team, a KW team. Choose a platform that you want to post on. Facebook and Instagram are my two ones. But he said each day, 50 interactions, so likes, loves, care, 20 comments. That's a lot. But he said 50 interactions is like a high five. 20 comments is a handshake, 10 shares is a hug, 10 DMs, and then 3 posts with real estate present and in all of the posts. And it doesn't have to be, you know, just listed, just sold, but just something. Like I posted a picture of my parents yesterday. I have a listing in their neighborhood. Mom referred it to me, and I just said it's fun listing homes in my parents' neighborhood because I get to see them more, and that makes me so happy. So just something like that. But being consistent is key. I do have a VA who does my business page, but I do my personal page. I just love interacting with all my Facebook friends.
Wow. Tenille, the call is over. So am I allowed to end the call early, Anna? I don't know. But that was fantastic. So when Jason shared this yesterday, 50 interactions, 20 comments, is this a daily practice or a weekly practice?
Well, he said that was daily. The 3 posts could be during the week, but the interactions, the comments, the shares and DMs was daily. That's a lot. But I did 50 interactions yesterday after the class. I was like, I committed to that. He was like, commit to one thing. So I did that. And then I did do some DMs. But I might tweak the number, but this team was showing amazing results with that formula.
Okay, I love that. So I actually have that on my calendar, not at that level, but it's certainly right. If you want to elevate the game, 50 interactions, 20 comments, 10 shares, 10 DMs, and then being consistent with their posts. That is definitely a playbook. That Jason shared in order to have success. I love it. Thanks, awesome. Tenille. Have fun at tennis. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, my friend Kristen Jungles. How are you? And I got tennis today too, Tenille. So let's go, girl. Let's go. So for me, social media is, just a way of life. So we are doing our posts every single day. We're mixing it up. It's pleasure, business, everything else. Video is really important as well. So I encourage everyone here to do it in batches. So do 20, 30 second videos and then post one every single day, you know, so do it ahead of time because we all get busy. So I encourage everyone to do that.
Great tip. So to batch everything together. I remember I was interviewed once by Jennifer Rice in Indianapolis, and she had she did a quick change to a different outfit and she was on to the next person. I thought that was brilliant. Like get it all done on one day that you dedicate your time to knocking it out. So great pro tip. Good morning, Jolie.
Hi. So I have a mom's group on Facebook that I started a few years ago, and I have admittedly kind of neglected it. It kind of runs on autopilot at this point. So I decided back in August to commit to, we do a monthly newsletter, but now I have a giveaway every single month. There was an MREA podcast a couple months ago talking about giveaways on Facebook, and the agent does it publicly on her regular Facebook page, but I started doing it in the moms group. And so September was our first one, and I leaned on business owners within the group. So our fellow business owning moms in the group, and they are the ones that are lining up the giveaways. So I'm not paying for it. I'm not sponsoring it. We're supporting the businesses and we're getting really good interaction. So that was my tip.
Nice. So we do a quarterly giveaway, and it's, do you guys remember Oprah's Favorite Things? So this is the Jungles Group Favorite Things quarterly. So I'm able to like tie it back to locally who I'm doing, who I do business with, or the places that we frequent. And we do a giveaway every single quarter. Here's my fall favorites. Here's my summer favorites. And we tie it back to the moms networking group that we have here in Naperville, and easily 75 to 100 plus people every single quarter that join our data bank just from those giveaways outside of our clients that we have. So, yep. Thanks, Jolie. Cheryl, good morning in Vegas. Aloha.
Aloha, Kristen. I always love it when you host. So thank you. So you know what? When I first started 4.5 years ago, one of the team leaders in my office basically said, because I'm a perfectionist, he's like, listen, a bad video is better than no video. So just get it out there. And so I think, so many people have said this before, consistency is key. So I have a Monday with Mehar, Wednesday, a Thirsty Thursday, and a Forward Friday, which is a market report, and then sprinkle in things if they happen, like a listing or whatever. But I tell you what, when we put these out, and sometimes you get great engagement and sometimes you don't, you think, well, is anybody watching this? And a couple weeks ago, I don't know what happened, but I missed a Thirsty Thursday. And one of my clients who never responds, never talks, never likes, never does anything, texted me and said, where's your Thirsty Thursday? I wait for it every week because you give me ideas on new things to try. And so I guess my point is, even though they're not saying things, they're watching and they're listening and they're knowing you. So, you know, just get it out there. Don't make it perfect and just be consistent.
They are always watching. And if anything, Cheryl, I follow your socials. You are very consistent on everything that you post. And I would say that, you know, they are watching when you don't even think you're watching. So don't gauge it on the number of likes you have. I mean, I often look at a video and say, wow, 800 people watched it and only 5 people liked it. The key was that 800 people watched it, right? So make sure that you're consistent with that posting. Jenny in Clearwater Beach. Listen, you guys, does anyone watch Wheel of Fortune? Wheel of Fortune yesterday, the word came up as flamingos. And I immediately thought,
I'm so excited. I was so excited. And you tagged me and I was like, oh my God, Kristen tagged me. Ah!
And Rosen was watching it too. So she texted me. She goes, I was watching it too. Thought of her.
My God, I love that. And did you see my friend, the flamingo wine? Did you see the flamingo wine I found at Trader Joe's?
I did.
I got to go back and buy more today. I bought 2 cases. I need more. Anyway, I'll make this quick. Thank you for calling on me. The buckets yesterday. I've done social media for a long time, but I'm usually like just vomiting stuff all over social media. The buckets and the intentionality is really what I picked up yesterday. And what Cheryl just said was fire. I was just in our group about to text and say, Cheryl, that was awesome. In our Super 7. But being intentional and consistent with my posts. So that's what I picked up yesterday. And Julia was awesome. We still like James Shaw, but
yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that Cheryl just mentioned. She's like, on Monday, I do this. On Thursday, I do this, right? Like having that consistency around your posting makes so much sense. So good morning in Canada, Barb Whitney.
Good morning, Kristen. It's great seeing you. And I can't wait to see everybody next month. I'm not fabulous on social. I'm not consistent at all. I have somebody who is doing stuff for me. But yesterday, the aha that hit me was, I can do this better. I do have a husband who is on his computer all day long. And now with the help of chat, he can go in as me and through chat, start to figure out things that are me and help me post. So I'm setting things up and I'm going to get consistent and have it of value and fun. I have no problem doing videos. I can talk to anybody on a video. I can do whatever, but it's getting them up and it's making the comments and it's doing all that. So I'm going to be setting up a system where I come home with these ideas and I go to gym. I'm like, okay, this is what your job is for today. So we're going to get a system in place.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So it's a perfect takeaway is that, you know, you recognize right away that you're going to need leverage in order to be able to maximize your social media presence. So it's finding those people. I mean, let's be honest, how much has James elevated his social media presence with the addition of Julia on the team, on the JDS team, right? Like we see more James Shaw coming up in our feed than ever before. It's because he added leverage. So figure out what that leverage is that you need and then use that person to help implement it at a higher level. Great call, Barb. Jessica, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I'm like you, Kristen. I, as a solo agent, really struggled with social media leverage. The minute I got busy, I stopped. Like, I would ghost off of social media. So I hired Platform Marketing, who only has one agent per market, and they pre-write my content and I get to pick from it. But what I've learned from them is that you don't have to overstress it. I don't need a professional videographer. So we do basically like 2 to 4 listing walkthroughs a month, whether they're your listings or borrowed. And I get so many comments on that and engagement. People love to look at houses. But then we do 2 community spotlights of like local businesses. And then we throw in fun ads, whether it's like things you're doing with your family or community events or things happening in the community. This month is, do you like candy corn? I've done, do you like Cane's chicken, or I can't remember the other chicken, Zaxby's or something. So just mixing it in with things that relate to you that you can conversate about. But it's, most of my stuff is like selfie type stuff, or my husband films it for my iPhone and I have fun doing it. I love shooting my content. I'm like Jennifer, though. I change out my outfit, so you can tell my hair is one way in most of my content, but my outfits are different. So I think having fun with it and stop overcomplicating it and just go out and shoot it and have fun. And like Cheryl said, it's done is better than nothing. So it's, but having leverage there helps so much too.
You're absolutely right. And a key point, Jessica, that you mentioned is that we're not just posting about real estate. You guys, everybody does not need it to read like the MLS with your just post or just listed and just sold on your Facebook feed, right? They want to be able to connect with you. I was actually at a Jason Abrams class years ago, and he talked about posting in the fives, right? Like, stay in the 5 things that are near and dear to your heart. Like in my case, if you follow me on social media, you'll see that I talk about my family. I talk about Sophie and Grace, our pups. I talk about golf. I talk about our community, and I talk about real estate, right? So it's a mix of everything, because I think when people do see you, they know you already, because you're very relatable, because you didn't just talk about the fact that you sold a house for $100,000 over in 15 seconds. By the way, that doesn't help you sell houses. All right, Sheena, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, so I did the thing that James had me do yesterday, which was put the myths versus facts, a little roll or whatever on Instagram, TikTok, and everything. That was pretty nice. Another thing that I do where I don't have to think of it, because I am a solo agent and so I do get busy, is something called list reports. And they basically have shareables, right, that you can automatically, they even put the wording in it, the hashtag, they do everything for you. So I set up like you guys were talking about, you put it on Facebook, pre-do it, and then all week it goes out on its own. So that's my share.
That is a great pro tip. Set it and forget it. And list reports, you can access that. It's great information, great content, and keeps you the expert in your local community. Love that. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. So we're all talking about social. List reports is good. I used to use it myself. Set it and go. But guess what, guys? I'm going to use Ellie McIntyre's favorite word, free. RPR last week got a major upgrade in the AI script writer. And the topic it says is short social videos. It says videos is king. What I want to key is that it says, and I quote, no editing skills required, just generate, download, and share. It really is that easy. And when I played with it yesterday, you can do it from a business type. You can do it from a comfortable, casual type where you're talking, and we all talk about that. There's 2 templates in there that I see, social video and social media card. But guess what? It's also market specific, hyper local, which is what we're supposed to be talking about anyway. So don't play around with all these things that you got to pay for, that you got to go and do it. Just go in there. You know, Donna Gilbert, long time ago, said when the AI came out with RPR, the video was there. And she said, it's so easy. It just tells you when to put in the slides, et cetera. We got the tools. Just use it. Just do it.
Yep. And And free, Ronnie, right? I mean, our job as realtors is to lead with revenue. If you do not have the revenue to offset a cost, then you need to look for all those free resources. Ronnie did put that in the chat, so I appreciate you doing that, friend. And so use that as a great free tool in order to be able to maximize what you're posting when you do post about real estate. So thank you. Good morning, Rhett.
Hey, good morning, Kristen. And thank you so much for leading. You always do a great job. So the perspective that I want to share here is, and if anybody wants to know how I post and how I do things, I do like secondary messages within messages. So I'm not shoving real estate down your throat, but it's on your mind when you see my post, but I'll never mention the word real estate at all. But what I feel led about this morning is it's these, what I'm about to share is for those who don't post or think they should post more or become better. I think that would cover everybody. And Cheryl, you really hit the nail on the head when you said a bad post is better than none. I could not agree more with that. So a few weeks ago, I was in the sauna at the gym. I've had some wonderful, wonderful conversations. I made numerous clients at the gym. And a young man came in that I've seen before. He's got a wonderful heart and mindset, and he makes music. And he's in his probably mid-20s. And this is what I've written here. We were having a conversation on about him wanting to release a song that he felt was not ready, but he couldn't. He felt convicted that he should go ahead and share it. And I asked him, I said, who establishes if it's good or not? And he said, well, I do. And I said, well, you're wrong. It's more for who you made the song for. If you say it's good, but they don't think it is it what we would call as good? And the answer is no. I said, you need to ask yourself, did you complete what you know that you should? Because that is truly what's most important. And then lastly, if you're taking notes, this is probably what I would write down is conviction, faith, and obedience. Conviction is what you know that you should do. Faith is taking the belief and action to implement it. And then three, if you will do those things, you are guaranteed with results or reasons for improvement. And I don't see how you can go wrong doing that. Thanks, Kristen.
That's amazing, Rhett, giving us a masterclass in about your posts. And I love what you said about the song too. Like if it speaks to you, it may speak to somebody else, right? Like sometimes we sit in judgment of some of our things. I know someone put it in the chat and Cheryl talked about it. Done is better than perfect, right? And we could all go back to videos that we've done ages ago and we're like, wow, that was not awesome. And yet it was impactful to somebody, and you need to remember that when you're posting. All right, we have like very little time and a few hands up. So this is rapid fire, Erica, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that because of social media, I actually sent a DM to engage with someone and I ended up helping to save their life. I didn't know them, complete stranger, and found them a kidney donor because of my marketing through social media.
Wow, now if that isn't creating impact in your community, I do not know what does. So that's awesome, thanks for sharing that. Vicky.
Wow, following Rhett, that's just too much. So in a nutshell, authentic. A while ago when COVID started, I had a wellness page. And when I am consistent, I'm guilty right now of not doing it, but when I am consistent doing my Wellness Wednesdays, I have so much engagement, and it's for dogs and it's for people and it's something I love. And you just have to be you, do you, and you really, people gravitate. So that's all.
Yep, so true. I post a picture of Sophie and Grace or my garden and 150 people like it. So I post an open house and we got two. So you never know what's going to connect with people, right? When you make a post. Kathleen, real quick.
Yes, thank you. I have found recently the more funny bloopers, last minute posts get the most views and have a tagline. My tagline started out years ago as go and grow. Now it's go, grow, give. And I usually mess it up. But I was walking in the store the other day and then somebody said to me, hey, you're that go and grow girl. So see? You never know who's watching you.
Yes, they're always watching that. I know for sure. I mean, proof of that, if we want to say you could put it in the chat. Do you know the name of Rhett's assistant? Put it in the chat. All right, Kira.
Mine is just document. Stop thinking that you have to like create content. I think sometimes people get in their mind that it's a mindset shift that it's documenting, not necessarily creating content. And I feel like, what would you say to your friend on FaceTime or just someone across the table? And I think if you get in that mindset, you'll produce more content and you'll notice that you'll have a lot of content. So go into your phone roll, your photo roll, and you already have enough content. Find the message for your target and put it out there.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about what Kira does in a second. We are at the top of the hour, so we are going to go into the next session. Lisa, and I apologize. Just please put it in the chat. All right. Fantastic. You guys, thank you to Anna Short for showing up this morning to host the call along with me. Please put some love for her in the chat. This JDS team is exceptional, and we know that, and we appreciate all the work they do. Good morning, everyone. Don't adjust your dial. My name is Kristen Jungles. I am in Naperville, Illinois, and I have the honor of guest hosting today for James Shaw while he is out inspiring the masses somewhere in the country. So, it's exciting to be here during this week. So we are in the Pivot Challenge week. And on Monday, we got to learn about what you like and then double down on those activities. On Tuesday, we talked about connecting with your sphere. On Wednesday, we talked about social media and just had some great best practices that we learned in the pre-show. And then today we are going to be talking about standards around lead generation and lead generating in community. So that James chose that topic for us for today. And before we start that, we're going to go with some Tell Me Something Great. Josie, go ahead.
Good morning. So this is actually for my boss lady, Sissy Poo, who's probably not on the call, but today is National Bosses Day. And this month is actually Val's 15 years in real estate. And that's a big milestone because, you know, we hear every day people who want to quit, understandably. And she's done a lot, you know, helped over 600 families in 15 years. And I'm just so proud of her. Even when there's challenges, she always just shows up as a leader with a big heart. And I love her. Wanted to give her flowers today.
So that is so awesome. Do your meetings start with Sissy Poo? I'm just wondering. Just kidding. Congrats to Val and continued success to your team. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for calling on me, Kristen. I just wanted to say thank you to James and his team, as well as all of you that inspire me on a daily basis. I actually had to step away for a few weeks to deal with some family issues. But my inspirational leader, Bree Vaughn, made sure that I got on today because after dealing with everything that I was dealing with over the course of the last 6 weeks, as well as Rhett Campbell reminded me, it's not always about me to make sure that I pick up the phone and call him. October turned out to be the best month of my career, as well as I capped, as well as I put my parents on a plane to Italy for the next month for their 50th wedding anniversary.
Wow. I'm glad that these are put into a podcast because I'm going to replay that for Brett and Trevor Jungles so that they know when my anniversary comes up, they can consider a trip for me. So thank you for sharing that, Paul. That's awesome. All right, we have time for one more. Kathy Heidi, share something great.
Good morning, friends. My something great. I'm so thrilled and excited heading to Tampa Bay to see James Shaw and our friends in the South Florida region for the annual ALC clinic. And I guess at this point it's inaugural. And very excited to see our friends. And Kristen, it's always such a blessing to see you on this call. And yes, I know the names of your dogs and all the fun things. Love this community.
Yes, love you too. That'll be awesome to have ALC clinic with James Shaw. What an opportunity. So where in the world he was. So, well, thank you very much for everybody that has shared something great. Sorry we couldn't get to everyone, but please share it in the chat. It's a pretty interactive chat this morning as I'm seeing. So share your wins in there because we love to celebrate all of you. So a couple of things before we get started. So again, my name is Kristen Jungles. I'm in Naperville, Illinois, just outside Chicago. I'm your guest host for today. And as your substitute teacher, my only request would be, please stay on mute because it really does not only mess up the timeline for Julia to be able to produce this podcast and get it out to everybody else, but it also, when people raise their hand and they share and we want to hear what everybody has to say, it interrupts some really great content and really great shares. So please stay on mute if you can. If you don't, you could write a check for $100 to KW Cares because I'm certain that they would love your money. So, all right, here we are today on day 4 of the Pipeline Challenge. What an inspiring week, right? We've talked about staying in your lane when it comes to your lead generation, doing something you absolutely love, and then doubling down on that those activities. We've also talked about how can we connect with our sphere? What are those touches that we need to do to the people that we're connected with? Then we talked about social media. How do we brand ourselves and put ourselves out there into our community? And now we're going to go to one of the things that I'm very passionate about. So I love that James asked me to speak about this today. And that is lead generation itself and lead generating in community and being purposeful around your standards. I'll share a little story with you. A couple of years ago, I started with my MAPS coach. And one of the very first things that John had asked me was, Kristen, what is the one thing that if by doing so it would make everything else much easier, right? You know, there's a book, Jay and Gary wrote about that. So, and I had said consistent lead generation. See, before that conversation that I had with him, I was sporadically on a call that Bree had hosted, right? A lead generation call, but things got in the way, right? There's inspections, there's showings, there's life that shows up. And so he said to me on that day, start your own call. And so I started making connections, and I do making connections from Monday through Thursday, from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I promoted it throughout our market center and in our region. And I would text John a picture of me by myself lead generating on the Zoom and say, I'm the only one here. And he would text back to me and say, the most important person showed up, go do the work. And then I would start doing it. Well, fast forward to today, and we have an amazing group of our Pivot community that has showed up to generate lead generate with us in community. And what has happened is very quickly, Robin, get on mute. I realized very quickly that when you are, I wasn't just showing up for me. I had to start showing up for other people, right? And we started to see success within our community of everyone showing up consistently. And then we took it a step further. And I said, okay, if I'm lead generating every single day, what's the goal of my lead generation? If you're in our Inspire Collective, you know that we talk about our points, right? Well, for me, it was to add one qualified lead and or set an appointment every single day that I was lead generating. From September up until that first quarter of that year, that next year, I was able to create a pipeline because we're in the pipeline challenge, right? I was able to create a pipeline of $24 million. And in that next year, I closed $20 million of it. Not because of anything except for the fact that I made it a non-negotiable that I was going to show up Monday through Thursday. Now, you may ask why it only goes till Thursday, because I love Fridays, right? And so I said, if I eventually with this business wanted to take a day off, Friday would be a great day to take off. So I'm setting the pace on that now. Many of you are on that call or on other people's calls. So that's what we want to talk about today is with lead generation and keeping in mind, lead generation does not mean that all of us sit there and dial on the phone for 2 hours. Forget about it. That is not what it's about. It's about sending text message. As Tennille commented in the pre-show, it could be about sending direct messages to people on Facebook. It could be sending texts about an upcoming event. Like I'm texting people this week about our annual chili party. Like it could be writing your handwritten notes that you wanted to get in. Whatever it is, what we want to hear today is where are you finding success with lead generation? Is it in community? And if it is in community, what are you doing very specifically to get that lead generation done? Kelly, start us off.
Good morning, Kristen. So Emanuela asked in the chat, what is the goal of the connection? And all the things that you just said are what it is. It's being in my chair. And a lot of times I have it on my calendar. Making connections is on my calendar every day. Whether I actually remember to push the button to get on our Zoom, it's on my calendar. And so I love the fact that you'll send a text and say, on today, and I'm like, okay, I'm hopping on. But it's made me sit my butt in the chair. I mean, that's it. Like, sit there and do things from a checklist. And so, like you said, I am not a smile and dial person, but I have gotten my notes out. I get to check those off my list. I love our checklist, and I love our making connections call.
Yeah. Thanks so much for being a part of it. And as Kelly mentioned, it is a higher level of accountability, because if I don't see you for a couple of days, you do hear from me. Kathleen Garden.
Yeah, thanks, Christine. No, I love this challenge because it's making me hone down on doing what I like to do and love to do. My passion is helping others, or how can I help others? So my goal, and I've upped it every day, is to reach out and send a video text to five of my realtor friends across the United States and five of my sphere, and then my family member one. So if I can send one thing, either ask them a question, checking in with them, or share an event that's going on, and the response is amazing.
Yep. Awesome. I'm seeing some people comment in the chat about making connections. All of the lead generation calls, and we're going to hear from Lee Corey next. All of those lead generation calls, if they've been approved by the JDS team in the file section of the Pivot community, you can find the links, the Zoom links to join those calls. Lee Corey, share with us about your call.
So we have been doing this for quite a while. And as you said, Kristen, the most important person is there is you, right? That's the
person that needs to be there is you. But we're happy that everybody else joins us. I'm not as good as you, though. I don't follow up with people that aren't there. This week, we changed it up, and we always put our intentions in the chat. Sam Nealon, remember Sam Nealon? She always says you need to have intentions. So we put our intentions in the chat, what we look to accomplish while we're here for 2.5 hours. But this week, we dove into this wonderful activity tracker, and we brainstormed what are you doing for your 2.5 hours? How are you counting it and really making it come to life? So this was the game changer, the pipeline power activity tracker this week.
Love that. So you want to stay on East Coast time? Join Lee. You want to be in Central time? Join us. Trisha, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Kristen, thank you so much. And thank you for having that accountability. I'm so thankful that I joined your call. In the last 4 to 6 weeks, I added in 725,000 in future business for 2026. And as of yesterday, I got a $1.3 million listing coming up this next month. So I'm just so thankful to have that there. And though lead gen is one of those things that you're supposed to do. And just having that time blocked, and it literally is a non-negotiable, and it's been fantastic. So thank you very much.
I love that. You guys, you just heard about almost $2 million in business that has come as a result of lead generating and community. Why aren't you doing it? We'll get to that later. Joanne, next.
Hey, good morning. Thank you. I love what you said about adding a qualified lead. It took me a while to wrap my head around that. Who is that person? But the bottom line is it comes back to the tracker and to the lead follow-up. And to those people who are in your text, in your DMs, all those people who maybe you had one showing and now all of a sudden they had a baby and life changed or they're not ready, whatever. But just taking this dedicated 2 hours, and sometimes it is just scrolling back through old text and find those old leads and re-engaging. And so if I can move them from here to here, I feel like I won the morning. So I love the tracker part of it, and I just love the accountability of the group.
Yep. I love that you show up for yourself and your business all the time. That's awesome, Joanne. Jack Smith, morning, friend.
Good morning, everybody. And Kristen, it's nice to see you here. It's also wonderful to see all these Tampa Bay agents on here. This is really quite incredible. I didn't know so many people were on here. I'm just noticing it as I look at the phone. Anyhow, bottom line is I lead generate all day long. How I did it last yesterday was a little bit different. We have a building that we're selling here in St. Pete for a pottery place. And I walked in and I said, you know what? I was asked about 3 weeks ago by my coach, what do you do for fun? I said, I work. Jack, there's more than that. Don't you do other things? Yes, I go to the symphony. We go out to dinner with friends, blah, 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 blah. And I said, this is really ridiculous. So the guy that referred, who's my own personal physician, walked in to the pottery place and said, hey, Jack, how are you? And turned to the people in the class and said, thank you, Orly, for inviting me to do this, by the way. This all gets stimulated by Orly. He said, this is the guy that's going to help us buy our building so we don't have to move. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what you're doing, where you're going, as long as you're top of mind, intentional all the time, and people really understand that you're here to help. We never, ever sell. We never, ever say any of that. It's nice to see Trisha on here. I love seeing Trisha. And Vicky, thank you for the referral. I appreciate it.
That's exactly right, Jack. We're almost always lead generating, aren't we? So whether it's we're out in the community, we're involved in organizations in town, whatever it is that we're doing, we are always connecting. It's why I call ours making connections, right? So because, you know, everybody, nobody loves lead gen, but when we call it making connections, all you're trying to do is connect with people. I had somebody that called one day and he said, Kristen, I do not need to sell my house and I don't need to RSVP for a VFW event. I need a roofer. And I was like, awesome. Like, and I got you a roofer, right? It's just those connections that we make all the time. And then it leads to being a resource to people in your community, which ultimately leads to building a big business. So
and how about a shameless plug for your book club that we do every Wednesday at 9 o'clock? We're reading Wealthy and Well-Known. If you don't have the book, get it, join us. We're starting all over. We did it once for the past 10 weeks. We're starting to go through it again. So you're welcome to join another hour of lead gen that Kristen does.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate you. Jenny Hayes, I know you have a success story around lead generating community. Share with everybody, friend.
Good morning, Kristen. Yes. Well, one of the things I shared with the small group earlier this week is one of the most underrated skills in life is the ability to keep showing up even when you don't feel like it. And I was so grateful that I found your call, your connections call earlier this year, because it was, I mean, everything that is offered in Inspire, the classes, the ideas, this call in the morning, it's now a standard for me. It's an essential, but your connections time, like you said, it's 8 hours a week. It's 8 hours a week. And for us, it's from 10 to 12 over here on the East Coast. And I can spend 8 hours a week following up on my people. And it has absolutely 100% got me business. I can trace business right back to butt in chair, sitting there when I don't feel like it, working on getting my points. It has filled up my pipeline and I was able to meet my goals early this year. I was able to cap in a short amount of time this year, but I've also experienced like I'm coming back from vacation and I had a great unplugged week and I 100% do not feel like calling, but because I have this commitment, it's an hardwired habit to be there from 10 to 12 Monday through Thursday making my calls. I am reaching out, I am making appointments, and I am continuing to build my pipeline even though I don't feel like it.
Mm-hmm. And just a reminder, this is the pipeline challenge week, right? So if this doesn't sound like something that that you're be interested in doing and you don't have a pipeline, why not try it, right? There are plenty of calls that are available. I know Anna has put the links in the chat for how you find all of the calls that we're on, but the idea is to build your pipeline. And when we do this, it's on my calendar, it's 30 minutes of lead gen prep. So when we start our call at the top of the hour, every single person is sharing who they're going to be connecting with. And because of that, Judy shared once that she was going to be giving away mums. So Lauren Cox in Charleston, South Carolina, heard that idea and suddenly Lauren is giving away mums, right? Like it's a way for you to get more ideas about things that people are doing to connect with people in their sphere in addition to that dedicated lead gen time. Tulia Pena, good morning.
Hi, Kristen, doing great. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people maybe even struggle with sitting down at their computer and going, what do I do today? Who do I call today? I got so many choices. I struggled with that a while back and I turned to Jessica Pooley. Jessica came up with a system and every day in our inbox, we have our 30 people to call and she has what we're focusing on. It shows up on each person on our team. So we know exactly what we're doing and we do it in the same place, the same time between 9 and 12 lead gen power hour, right after Word Wizards or script and role play group. And we start off with a mantra and our mantra has dance moves that people from here came up with, and it makes it physical and fun. It goes, I am focused, I am powerful, I am calm and intentional, I am organized and ready. I love what I do, and it shows up when I talk with prospects. I believe in me, I believe in what I think, I believe in the service I provide. People want to talk to me, and then we start. That's what we do every day.
Yeah, well, there were so many great nuggets in that. First of all, Jessica, who works on Tulio Pena's team, is absolutely elite. So she worked with the Jungles Group over the summer with Trevor, our director of ops, and put together this incredible hub for us so that we could be just as organized as Tulio and his team are when they attack their lead generation and their connections with their team. So shout out to Jessica, if she's on here today, thank you very much. But here's what we've heard, and I apologize that we couldn't get to everybody today on the call, but here's what we've heard today. People are having success building their pipeline by lead generating in community. You guys, whether you're an individual agent or you're on a team, you do not have to go at this business alone. One of the blessings that James Shaw has given us is this pivot community that we have. There are communities within our communities that you can participate in order to be able to create a pipeline. So link up in one of those communities, get on Lee's call, get on our call, and lead generate together, because you deserve it. Your business deserves it. Your community deserves you to be a better version of yourself and to show up in a really big way. So thank you so much to James Shaw. Thank you to Anna for helping me host the call today. You've got your inspiration, friends. Now go put in the perspiration and do the work.
Kristen, thank you. I appreciate you so much for hosting, and I appreciate all of you for being here. If you liked what we talked about, please join us inside the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. Just go to Facebook, type Pivot Shift Ahead. You'll find us. Of course, you can listen to the podcast whenever you want. Connect with me online, too. On Instagram, I'm at James D. Shaw. That's it. We'll see you next time. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye.